How to use faux pas in a sentence. Now that you know what it means and how to say it, it's time to figure out how to use faux pas in a sentence. As a noun, faux pas is pretty easy to use. You just have to put it in the right context. Here are a few examples. He made a major faux pas when he visited Singapore and spit his gum out on the sidewalk. That dress is the worst fashion faux pas I've ever seen. I don't think that ordering your steak well done is a faux pas. Every time they visit our house, they commit every faux pas imaginable. I'm afraid that I'll be making an embarrassing faux pas at the party. To me, heckling a comedian is a huge faux pas. Oftentimes, faux pas is simply used as a way to categorize an action. For example, you might say ignoring your friend at a party is a big social faux pas, or many people think drinking too much is a faux pas, but I disagree. No matter how you choose to use it, faux pas always refer to the same kind of action, i.e., a social mistake. Synonyms. If you're looking for different ways to say faux pas in English, you have quite a few options. Gaffe, blunder, indiscretion, mistake, slip-up, impropriety, blooper. That one's less common. While these terms all have similar meanings, faux pas is slightly more specific to mistakes made in social situations. In any case, these are all good replacements for the term if you want to mix things up. Conclusion. Faux pas is one of many borrowed terms in English. For English speakers, the spelling and pronunciation may be a little odd, but it is a very common and useful term to know nonetheless. Now that you know what faux pas means and how to use it, maybe you can avoid making a faux pas in the future. We hope you found this guide on how to use faux pas in English useful. As always, for all things English conversation, grammar, or job related, visit the Magoosh Speaking blog.